Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This podcast is sponsored by the pulse-pounding new psychological thriller Somebody's Daughter by best-selling author David Bell. In this heart-pounding novel, the fate of a missing little girl lies in the hands of a man who might just be her father.
Ooh, yeah. Johnny, this sounds good.
Somebody's Daughter is available July 10th, and you can start reading an excerpt of this twist-filled ride now at prh.com/David Bell.
John, buy this for me.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
Okay, hey everybody.
Hi guys, how's it going? Although it's a sort of a rhetorical question, but I felt like the need to at least ask you guys how you're doing because otherwise it's rude.
Well, the other thing too is we are in everyone's ears.
Right.
And this is the most intimate medium, I think, of all media.
No one's in our ears today because we don't have our headphones working.
No, but what is in our ears, we should mention, are the grinding saws and drills just outside the window.
Yeah, we have some random construction going on in our building.
Yeah, and it's kind of annoying. So if you hear that in the background, we're sorry. It might be Matt chopping bodies up.
You have a coven. It could be Fargo out there.
Yeah.
You know, in a wood chipper.
Exactly.
As I see metal like pass behind you.
You
have a very coveted seat though at 30 Rock because you're near a window.
Right. So when I got in this morning, you know, fresh, ready to go, fresh and ready to succeed, ready to work, ready to make the best show we can make today.
Right.
Sit down. 10 a.m., which is crazy. A lot of people get to work a lot earlier than we do. It's a New York City thing, I think, or entertainment. We get in at 10.
I'm just going to laugh. I'm just like not going to participate in that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
right, because you're up super early. But I mean,
because I arrive way later than that.
Oh, that's true. Yes. You do. That's right. I forgot. But anyway, I sit down ready to succeed and do the best I can this week. And all I hear outside of my window.
Do the best I can this week.
Do the best I can.
I have a motivational poster.
Exactly.
For all the fifth graders
out there. Exactly. Yes. All I hear are saws, drills, jackhammers. It's like New York City is just one of those places, especially Manhattan, where you cannot escape the noise. But I did escape it. I took my little laptop and I went into an unoccupied office and I closed the door and I got away
from
it.
And you zenned out.
And I zenned out and I'm ready to go.
I think because I lived on a major avenue in Manhattan with my bedroom window and my head facing the window on the street, I'm just really used to the sounds.
I mean, there is a sense of like, you're kind of, you know, I think all New Yorkers, exactly. Because whenever I go back to Maryland to like visit family and stuff, I really notice how quiet it is, and then I almost like can't sleep because it's too quiet. It's almost like I get up in my head because I want to fill that space that
it's
we typically
much.
Hear. Yeah, but you also live in a part of Manhattan that's exceptionally noisy. Am I right?
I moved from there. Now I live in a very quiet, amazing, gorgeous neighborhood.
Oh, great!
Shockingly enough,
this
is where all the old rich people live.
Right.
And then there's young peons, which is what I am.
Exactly.
But no, it's like way on the east side, and it's very lovely. I mean, the only thing that does make it kind of noisy is I do live by a major hospital, so you know, there's always things going on there.
Sirens. Etc. Sometimes
traffic, but for the most part, my apartment now is like tucked in the back.
Yeah, we love it. It's so quiet.
It is
peaceful.
Quiet. Matt knows because you know it's funny because when
so
he slept over, he woke up and he was like,
"Well,
Darren. Your bed is so comfortable.
I'm used to having children wake me up, and this is like the quietest I've ever been woken up."
Well, that's great to hear that you guys had a peaceful sleep.
We did.
I haven't recovered from that story. I don't know about Megan or anybody else listening. That's been there a few episodes since then.
Yeah,
but
we didn't shout out. I haven't shouted out some of the artwork that came out of either like Matt asking me for my Dyke basketball shorts, which is really funny.
Which was my number one. Like, I can't believe that happened.
And Tershburn Karp. Which is our love child.
Right, which there are a couple.
Which is quite a cute doe, might I add.
And I think you added on that comment, by the way, this is in our Facebook group for any fans who want to go check that out. You were, I think it was you, or maybe somebody else was like, it kind of looks like Darren, does it not? And I was like,
it might have been me where I was like, this does kind of look like me. Like, yeah. if I were a deer. Yeah, I'd be Darren Doe the deer.
No singing on this show.
Say that 10 times fast.
You would be Darren the Doe Deer.
I'd be Darren Doe Deer.
Well, here's a question for you too, or for just the general public, was that sketch made after the show, or
was
this a
pre-existing
one?
That's what I want to know, because it does look like it was a pre-existing sketch of sorts.
We love original art, by the way, if you guys want to take, you know, draw Matt, draw any of us, make sure I look super cute.
Actually, you know what? I was making fun of you a few weeks ago for not being great on the sequiturs. You don't know how to, like, transition as well, but this was a good transition today because we have to talk about our blueprint sweepstakes.
A blueprint.
Which is an original art.
We love prints.
And it's very craft oriented subscription.
Absolutely.
So I'm proud of you today, John. You've clearly taken my notes to heart.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You're right, though. I mean, I do struggle with those sequiturs from time to time.
You just laugh. And I love it. And I find it endearing.
And I'm just living my truth. That's all I can say about that.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Let's get to the blueprint sweepstakes. We mentioned a few weeks ago.
Yeah, this was going on for about a week on Matt's Instagram. I think that was the only place that it lived.
Yes, it was.
On Matt's Instagram. And there was a couple different prizes to give out, a couple different placements. The first place, you get this homemade, like, hand-knit sweater of Martini's Murder. I haven't even fucking seen this thing, but apparently it's amazing.
Well, and also, I wanted to win that, so I submitted myself to the sweepstakes. I don't think I won.
You didn't win. We didn't rig it for you. We didn't rig it for you because I helped in choosing the winners, and I looked at your name, and I bypassed it.
You bypassed it.
I deleted the comments.
Okay, I think in this one time, that being said, I may actually sign up for Blueprint to just get this sweater, because I'm like, who wouldn't want a Martini's and Murder sweater?
I know. Well, we need to wear them around the office when it's cold. And you know what? That reminds me, because I host trivia for the Bravo and Oxygen, like, digital squad here.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And you're
Thursday.
Kind of my partner, but you play on a team, and you know how I don't allow cheating.
You don't.
And as much as you try, and you try and sway me with the drawing points.
Don't you dare bring that up.
Oh, Darren, maybe you should give us 4 points instead of three. No, John, because your drawing of a stop sign was shitty, so no, you don't get 5 points.
By the way, no, it wasn't. It was very cute, and it had a road with flowers next to it.
Yeah. But did it ask you to draw a road with flowers, or did it follow instructions?
But I know you so well.
You know I like a flower.
That you love detail, and you love a good flower.
I love a good image. I love effort.
I want to say this, just to clarify. So we do this, trivia, as you said, and the last trivia question is to draw something, and then Darren, as the judge, gives 1 to 5 points based on what she loves. Now, I like to
spend 0 to 5, depending
sometimes
on if
it's zero.
Really bad.
Although, have you given a zero? I feel like you have, actually.
I think I gave a zero to when it was like, draw the Instagram icon, and someone just wrote Instagram and then put a box around it. And I was like, this
not
is not that.
No, that's
don't
not
spell
work.
The word. So no, I think I gave them a zero.
Yeah, so for anyone who's wondering, yes, we drink at work. Yes, we talk at work to each other in a conversation.
This is a non-alcoholic trivia game, though, because we only have snacks that you buy.
Which is unfortunate. We should do drunk trivia at some point.
I don't know if that would make your team better or worse.
I don't know. Last week
our
team
did. Okay, I got 6 points, so that's pretty easy to add.
6 and 8, easy to add.
This other team got 32. Okay, that's pretty simple.
Yeah, my team really did not work it out last week. But anyway.
Anyway,
back to Blueprint.
There's no cheating.
There is no cheating, and I would like to also clarify, I do not cheat, so don't try to tell people that I cheat.
And based on the rules that we had decided not too long ago about how we were going to choose the winners, you wouldn't have won anyway, so there really wasn't any. I would have given it to you had you won.
Right, okay, fair.
So the rules that we decided, which I helped craft, which I think were fair because you agreed.
Yeah.
Matt, let me know if you disagree on this, but no one really gives a shit. The first person to write into the sweepstakes gets it.
Oh,
so I feel like
your,
it's a timing thing,
totally,
right? Like the first person, early bird gets the worm.
For sure.
You're here at 10 a.m. You're ready to have a good day. Construction happens. You should still get credit for being here at 10 a.m.
Thank you. And I hope that Matt, my boss, recognizes and appreciates
that. That was this whole thing.
Yes. Thank you.
Then I thought, We should just choose our lucky numbers. Because it's really hard to choose. Like, it could have been the last response.
Totally.
It could have been the top three responses.
Right.
But I'm a lucky number type of girl. I really believe in the power of numbers.
And you want to go through maybe not just the first three people. Like, there were quite a few entries,
Yeah, exactly. You want a healthy helping of people.
Right. So, who did you pick for the grant? Well, let's start with number three. Right, and then we'll move up to second place. I gave you
the handle. So
yes.
The third person in third place is your lucky number.
Is my lucky number, which I don't really have a lucky number. I typically would go for 24.
Right.
Because that's my birthday.
We both have 24th birthdays.
Exactly. But I was like, let me switch it up a little bit and make it a little bit different. So my mom has this thing, I was just telling everyone in the room here before we started recording, where since she was a little girl, she always remembers seeing the number 444 everywhere.
At least it wasn't 666.
No, exactly. So she sees it. She would have dreams about it.
Yeah.
It would come up in like very unique, particular moments in her life. So anyway, as a family, we're just aware of the 444 thing. And maybe you guys listening have certain things. I'm sure like everyone's family has something like this.
I think four is unlucky in Chinese cultures.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
I can confirm no one in my family is
Chinese.
I'm just saying,
I think it is unlucky or there's something
interesting.
Like
I didn't realize
bad
that.
About it.
Okay, well, really bringing it down there.
Just saying.
That's fine.
Just saying.
So instead of the 444th comment, because I don't think we got that
many.
Yeah,
I was like, give me something I can count,
no,
sweetie.
She's like
and you're like, 1,692.
So we're making it a little bit different, and I chose the 44th comment on the post, which was, drum roll please, maybe Megan can add this, or we will. The person with the third place winner is at Naptown Diva.
Which I feel like... Everyone, as soon as I said Naptown Diva, all of us looked at each other and we were like, we've either talked about Naptown Diva.
We've given her a listener shout out. She's connected to the show.
Naptown Diva, we just love you. Yeah. And I guess the numbers are forever in your favor.
Yeah, exactly. So third place wins, I think it's just a year subscription to Blueprint.
That's
which
a great
is awesome.
Winner. Congratulations. Yeah.
And also anybody with the name Nap in their screen name, I am so into. So I'm really excited that Naptown Diva.
And
Diva, that's true, right.
That works.
Okay, so you chose the second place.
My lucky number is 22.
Right.
It has pretty much always been 22. Although 24 I like that as a number, but 22 is definitely my favorite.
Yeah.
2 was Derek Jeter's number growing up, and 2 of 2s is 22.
Oh.
And everything has just sort of revolved around 22
I love
for
it.
A while.
Well, the number 22 comment on our Instagram feed, or rather on our Instagram post, was at the Jen Martin.
Oh, I think it's two N's, Jen
two
Martin.
Two N's,
yes.
Jen Martin. And I'm forgetting what it is off the top of my head that she wins. Let me find it here.
Yeah, find
does
what
Matt
she wins.
Know? I bet
Matt
he does
definitely not know.
Yeah, it's also a subscription.
Yes.
But there's also a $50 credit.
Exactly.
Look at Matt.
Blueprint e-commerce products.
Yes.
There you go, Matt.
So congratulations,
Thank you.
Jen Martin. The Jen Martin.
Yes. So now it's time for the grand prize winner.
Yes. This is the person who I see on my phone. I don't know if this like changes for other people's phone. The first person to comment on Matt's Instagram.
Yes, but I have one little update. We messed up the second place. The runner-up prize will be a custom Martinis and Murder hand-lettered drink recipe.
Oh, and the other two.
And
yes,
a
right.
1-year
again,
subscription.
Even
even better than
I
what we
validation
just said.
I have validation that Matt, once again,
no, he didn't. I just read it wrong.
About this.
Okay, the grand prize winner gets the custom embroidered Martinis and Murder sweater, a 1-year subscription to Blueprint, which has more than 1,300 classes,
ooh,
and the $50 credit to be used on a Blueprint e-commerce product.
That's lovely. Congratulations.
That is a good one. And Darren, how did we choose this one? Did you already tell everybody? I forget.
Just the first person commented on my phone. That's how I see it. I don't want to get a bunch of comments being like, I see it. I looked
according
it up.
According to our phone.
According to my particular
phone.
Work phone, this is who I picked.
This person is I Am Nicole Lee on Instagram. So congratulations.
Nicole Lee. I hope you are Nicole Lee. I hope you are who you say that you are.
Which that name also rings a bell. I feel like these are all like super fans that we've shouted out over the years.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah,
there shouldn't
totally.
Be a better person to win this amazing Martinis and Murder.
Absolutely.
Sweater. Now, how do we get them their prize?
That's a good question. Matt has typically handled this in the past. So Matt, do you just
Matt,
reach out to them and get their
today?
Emails
yes.
and everything?
They're It'll be handled.
Yeah, it'll get handled. Oh, wow. Interesting. Okay. All right. Okay. Mafia style stuff.
The sweater is being made right now.
Oh, my God.
So
I'm literally.
It's going to take a little time.
I'm buying. I want that sweater.
The fourth runner-up were my Dike basketball shorts that Matt wore on an earlier episode.
Which are a coveted part of the show at
yes,
this
yes,
point.
Yes, yes, yes. They're not hand-woven.
I have to say.
But they do have a little bit of our DNA on it. This is sort of the beginning.
DNA.
Weird. You won that one. You entered the sweepstakes, John. You're
and
the
I
name
won
that
the
we
shorts.
Chose.
Oh,
yes.
My God. How wonderful.
Yes. And they're also like the ugliest color. Mm. What are they, Matt? Like mustard?
I think yeah, I remember seeing
they were
you
that attractive. Them. They're like gold. Yeah. They're going to look great on you.
Oh, great.
You can bring out your eyes.
Can't wait to throw them away.
Yes.
Yes, thanks.
Burn
I will
them
say,
for kindling.
I will say this before we get into our, you know, main topic, which sure. is what we asked our Facebook fans. You know, I touched on it a little bit at the beginning of this episode. I'm not quite over you guys hanging out
having a
with
sleepover.
The sleepover. I know the fans definitely reacted crazily to this.
I know. Some people were like, I was laughing so hard
people
at
like,
my
I pulled,
office.
Or, I had to pull over because I almost crashed. And please do not laugh so hard
it
that
was
you
really
crashed.
That surprising for me, too.
And I should mention, you know, I have a couple of friends that love the show that don't actually really know you guys. They're just friends from, like, you know, back home or whatever.
Right.
And I got so many questions, like, oh, my God, I have so many questions, da-da-da, and, like, sending me all these things. And I was like, look,
you don't know.
I don't know the answer.
You don't know what actually went down.
And I think
we could say it to you, and we could say exactly the facts of what we think happened.
Right.
But there's my opinion, there's Matt's opinion, and there's the truth.
Right. And the other thing is, like all good stories, I think what really happened that night well, should come out over time.
It'll happen over time. We'll say something.
We can't get everything out of the open, out no. in the open, and the first episode back. You
it's
know
just
I mean?
Going to have to rest with me and Matt for right now.
Until, right, until the time comes where.
Until HR then gets involved exactly. and our jobs are on the line. And then maybe
the truth
we'll
will
have
come
to
out.
Lie
yeah.
or tell the truth.
Totally.
But
totally
yeah, Matt sense. Matt and I definitely share something now.
You've definitely shared
we
something.
We share a moment.
Tersburn.
And maybe you share a
and
new...
maybe we got matching tattoos and you'll never know.
And maybe you share a baby deer that's going to be here in just a few months.
You'll never know. But,
we'll never
but
know.
We're like seahorses, so Matt's actually going to be pregnant.
Seahorses.
Not me.
You know what's so funny too? We were just talking about how people had submitted the artwork and Matt wasn't in the room when we were starting that,
yeah.
that part, but he's not in that group, so like we're all laughing at him behind his
he
back.
Has
he has
no idea.
No idea.
We won't let Matt in the group.
Yeah, no,
it's
we
actually
won't.
Quite amazing.
That being said, Matt, if you wanted to create your own Facebook that's a secret Facebook and add, we blindly just add everyone to the group, so there's really a chance you could be in there.
Actually, yeah,
know.
You could create a
he
pseudonym. And
probably
I don't
is
even
there.
Really look at half the names. And I'm
me
just
either.
Like,
I'm just
I
like,
mean,
approve,
sometimes
approve.
I do look at like occupations because I noticed that someone who joined our group, and I don't want to shout her name out.
Okay, yeah.
But she works at a company that I used to work for and my parents' best friends owns it.
What are
it's
the
a
odds?
Lingerie company. If you are this person who works at this lingerie company,
send Darren a message. Say
send
hi.
Send me a message there because that is my parents' best friend. I used to work there.
Matt, you were leaning into the mic. What's up? Did you have something to say?
No.
No. Okay, good.
He's just handling his posture.
I really like when he has nothing to say.
Me
by
too.
The way. Okay. Let's go to Juliana in our Facebook group who had a great question.
What does she ask, Jonathan?
She asks... Just John, it's fine.
No,
what was
Jonathan?
Your, she says, what was your experience, your worst experience relating to alcohol on or off the show?
Do you have a bad experience relating to alcohol,
you
sweetie?
Know, every once in a while, Matt will bring in a recipe, by the way, without talking to us first,
yeah.
and it will include tequila.
Right.
And you in particular, I know, just off the back of my hand, really hate tequila because
tough
of an experience.
Tequila. Although yeah, I totally. Had some this last weekend. And my girlfriend was like, I thought you couldn't handle it. And I was like, Matt's been making these
that's
margaritas.
What I was gonna say.
And slowly but surely, I could
I'm
incorporate.
Coming around.
I don't want to like drink 9 tequila drinks.
No.
But if someone handed me a margarita, I'm not
no, yeah.
necessarily saying I can't take a sip of it, but I won't order it.
Right. No, for sure. That's exactly how I am. And I definitely give Matt a little bit of credit here because I typically would always
let's
turn
not.
Down tequila.
Yeah.
But let's not, right? But I feel like because of the show, I've worked my way back into potentially drinking
he's
it.
He's incorporated it a little bit yeah. slowly into yeah. our lives.
Well, okay. So do you have I have a story if you want to hear it first.
Of course.
Okay. I have not
ladies
shared.
First.
I don't know if I've even told you this story. And I'm going to get really real on y'all's asses this morning.
Oh my God.
So basically.
This is going to be the lamest story, right, Megan?
It's
he's
not
be like,
that great.
This is intense. And you'd be like, I had a shot once.
But I just want everyone
and I
to know.
Passed out.
No. I had one shot and
like,
passed
up. I was so drunk and I was like sweating and I just like passed out.
You know, and this is, I'm glad you're starting with this because this is to let everybody know that
it's better be fucking good, John.
This is a pretty decent story. In college, I went to the number one party school in the USA, WVU. And, you know, they're great at other things, but they're best known, I think, for that, right. Sadly or not. But anyway, so everyone thinks I'm a prude. I don't drink. It might be because of this one moment.
Okay.
This is why.
This is what changed you.
This was a turning point in my life.
Okay.
So,
you're a Tershburn point.
So, cut to Halloween 2008. One of my friends was having a big Halloween party. I'm a senior, I think.
21.
20. Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah, senior
Sweetie,
in college.
How do I know?
I don't know, because college feels like a decade ago. It was, but also like many, many like lifetimes ago. But anyway, one of my friends was having a house party. Okay, typical. This is very college world. It was a costume party. I wanted to be Amy Winehouse.
Okay.
Not in an ironic way, because I loved Amy Winehouse, and I'm still very distraught over her death.
I love Amy Winehouse.
Yes. So, and I think that summer I was in Italy before Halloween and I spent a lot of that summer listening to her album. I think it might have just come out and it was getting played at every bar we went to in Italy that summer.
Did you see the Amy doc, by the way?
Which one?
Amy.
Is it just Amy? No, yeah. I haven't seen it.
You need to.
I know. Everyone says
Very
it's
good.
Amazing. So anyway, I have this giant bouffant wig. I have sloppy, you know, lipstick on.
Right.
I look like the Joker.
Okay.
I don't look like Amy Winehouse. I look like the Joker. And we were like, you know, quote unquote, pre-gaming at somebody's house, I guess. And I was drinking. Okay, I have to make sure I get this. Oh, I was drinking wine. Just wine at the pre-game.
Simple. Red or white?
Red. I only really at this point was drinking wine
College
for whatever
kids were
reason.
So dumb back
I know,
then, right?
We really were.
Pre-gaming with wine now
right, exactly.
is like laughable.
I know, but I don't think I was planning on even going out. I just wanted to hang out.
No, that's
out.
A common thing.
Yeah,
I'm not
totally.
Making fun of you. I'm just saying like
no,
the
totally.
Concept of pre-gaming.
Pre-gaming with wine.
Yeah, like it's hilarious.
Oh, we've come a long way.
Yes.
So anyway, so I'm in a bouffant wig. I have a picture of this, and I've taken it off of Facebook because
okay,
I didn't
well,
want people
you're gonna
to
put
see
it back on Facebook.
No, I don't think I am, but I'll show you. It's fine. And then, so I'm in a bouffant wig. I have a little bit of makeup on. I have a white T-shirt and jeans, which Amy wore a lot.
Yep.
And then I have flip flops on. Okay, it's Halloween. It's cold. So we drive down to the house. I wasn't driving, by the way. Other people were driving and they were safe and everything. And so we go down to this house. For some reason in my head, oh, by the way, on the way down to the house, I ate a whole bunch of gummy bears. Okay. I love gummy bears. I don't know why I was eating them. Just something to note for
this
later.
This is going
to
be something that's going to come back up later.
Exactly.
In
more ways than one. So.
Because I'm like, what do I care? You're eating gummy bears. Are they
gummy
edibles?
Bears?
Well,
like, they
what's
were
going
rainbow
on?
Colored. It was a gay scenario.
Okay.
Just
say
make
bouffant
sure
wig one more time.
Bouffant wig.
Okay.
And, you know, it's all tied up and it has like a little bow in it. I look super cute.
Duh.
So I'm having fun. For some stupid reason, I start drinking basically like mimosas at this party, like orange juice and champagne or whatever. Well, let me tell you that by the time I'm there, I'm completely plastered, like completely. I don't even really remember being at this house, to be honest. And I wanted to leave. And I remember walking around being like, guys, I'm going to leave. And everyone's like, you look terrible. You're not leaving at all. Like all my friends were like, you're not leaving. Because I'd have to walk home, by the way, because my car was at the previous house. So the walk was only about a mile. So cut to, they take me upstairs to my friend's bedroom and just put, they're like, here, John, just go to sleep. You look really bad.
Yeah, pathetic piece of shit. Here you go. Right. We don't want to deal with you.
You're really kind of bringing the Amy Winehouse vibe a little too seriously.
You're taking it too far.
Exactly. So they throw me down in the bed and I'm starting to fall asleep. Now he has one of these bedrooms that there's just clutter everywhere.
Yeah,
okay?
Of course.
It's college. It is what it is. There's stuff everywhere. He's an artist. There's paintings. There's drawings. There's all this stuff everywhere. And all I remember is sitting up in the dark, not really knowing where I was, and then projectile vomiting all over this bedroom.
Oh.
Yeah. And rainbow gummy bears,
right.
Whatever I had the previous night.
Well, as you
night.
Said, he's an artist, colorful.
Right, exact colorful things.
So you were doing him a favor.
Yes, exactly. I'm so gay, I would like puke rainbow gummy bears
Definitely.
Everywhere. That's how that works. So I was like, oh God, I can't be here. I have to leave right now. So I got up and I left the room, left the apartment. I was just like walked. I was like, hi, everybody. How are you? Meanwhile, upstairs, disgusting. I'm like saying hello to people. Have a great night. See you later. I'm walking home. So by the way, I'm still drunk and I start walking home barefoot because I don't know where my sandals are at this point.
Right.
By the way, this is going to ruin any hopes of like a life after this show, but it's fine. I think, you know, everyone's getting to know me.
Yeah, you learn your lesson.
So I start walking home.
You're setting an example for the rest of the public.
I'm walking home, okay, barefoot on the sidewalks of Morgantown, West Virginia.
Tetanus.
I have tetanus at this point. There are raccoons and rabies. It's crazy. But anyway, I get all the way home. My bouffant wig is nowhere to be found. I somehow left it.
That's arguably the worst strategy of the entire story.
I agree because it was a really nice wig. I'll show you.
Yeah.
Someone must have taken it off or I took it off and threw it down. So now I'm drunk, barefoot, walking home. Get to my apartment.
Makeup smeared.
I look like the Joker.
That was already happening.
But way worse at this point. Yeah. I look like the Joker from The Dark Knight. And I get home and I realize that I don't have my keys because I think somebody thought I might have driven to that house. So they took my keys so I wouldn't drive, understandably.
Smart friends.
Yeah, of course. But that also means I cannot get into my apartment.
Sure.
So knowing me, knowing that the window next to my my door was open. I break the screen. What is going on? What was in the shrink? Break the screen, open the window, but it's like the window is like eye level. So I have to jump up completely drunk, barefoot with no wig. And I am like seesawing into this. Imagine.
It's like hilarious.
Somebody should have called the cops at this point.
Yeah.
And I'm like seesawing.
I think this is how Kristen Smart went missing.
Yes, I think so. And I'm seesawing into the window. And then finally, I just collapse into the couch, which thank God was underneath the window inside of my apartment. And I'm just laying there until the next morning. My roommate comes home from wherever he was. And he was like, is everything okay? The window's busted and you're laying on this couch like upside down.
With makeup smeared all over your face. And your wig is gone.
And yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I was like, oh yeah, like last night was crazy. And then like it took me about 2 hours
to fully
remember like what was happening once I woke up. And then I got a Facebook message from my friend.
That you vomited all over
and
his...
And he said, no, actually, you know what? It wasn't even a message. It was like a public, remember Facebook walls where you could like post on each other's wall and it would be public. And he was like, thanks a lot for the vomit everywhere. John Thrasher like tagged me. All of my friends were like, what? Are you fucking kidding? He did this? And so like I was publicly shamed for just having a good night. But
I'm not sure that's
the equivalent of what you're saying.
I take ownership of this moment and everything that happened.
Are you taking ownership?
Maybe
or are you saying
not.
You were publicly shamed for vomiting all over a guy's college dorm and then walking away?
What I think he said was you're publicly shamed for having a good time.
Yeah, a good time.
I'm just describing my perspective.
I'm really glad we're not better friends, John.
My God.
Listen, it was a lot. It was my good time. And
I hope he at least saved some of your DNA to frame you for a crime later on.
Well, he got me back. So this was the next part. So that was Halloween, cut to like late December.
Yeah.
The same person was at a holiday party for his work or whatever and asked me to pick him up because he had been drinking. We had obviously at this point gotten over everything that had happened. He had forgiven me. I thanked him. It is what it is. But he was at a holiday party in December and he calls me. So I go and pick him up and he's in a beautiful velvet suit.
Oh, God.
Like a really nice, beautiful velvet suit. I hope he's listening. I think he does listen to the show. And he's very, very wasted, like maybe worse than I was at this point at Halloween. So I'm driving and I'm like, oh boy, he's looking a little bit gross. I need to get him home as soon as possible. So we get all the way to his apartment, the same house that we were just partying at at Halloween. Right before we pull up to the house, he sticks his head out the window, throws up all over the side of my car. This is so gross. I hope no one's listening to this like in their morning commute to work before breakfast. And I was like, oh, well, at least he didn't get it on himself. At least I can just go through a car washer, which was like literally right down the block, whatever. Gets out of the car. He's going to be sad that I said this. Gets out of the car, wobbly. I'm like, I'm going to watch you get into your house. I'm just going to wait for you. He's like, all right, thank you. Closes the door, steps up onto the curb, loses his balance, and falls back into my car in his crushed velvet suit where his throw up was. And I was like, I'm really sorry. I can't help you at this point, and you need to go into your house.
I'm not sure he got you back with that.
No, you're right. He got me back with the car part of it, but then he kind of ruined it himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it sounds like he got fucked over twice.
Yeah. So anyway, this is a very long-winded story, but I really wanted to share it because it's kind of something that my friends and I always talk about around Halloween time. Because I think that post comes up in people's time hop or whatever.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. But anyway, he's doing great now and lives in Pittsburgh. So good for him.
Good for him.
Good for him. Yeah.
Good for him. So this is a teachable moment.
That was what kind of turned things for me because I was like, I don't ever want to be in a situation where I have to walk home as Amy Winehouse. You know what I mean?
We need to keep it moving. Because yeah, I have a story too.
Oh, you're
it's
right.
It's going to be like a... hour and a half long. I mean, shot.
His is going to be way better.
Okay, go. I want to hear your story.
No, you've been talking about this tequila incident.
Mentioned this. I was like, I feel like 40 minutes. The thing is that like I have no qualms about, like, I don't hide the fact that I used to have, like, I wouldn't want to say a problem, but I used to like drink a lot.
Look, we were young in college, right?
Yeah, but I have like many instances, like my 21st birthday in Australia, like I fell into a bike rack with my mom there and I almost broke my leg. Gina Staff Boozer just brought in part of our blender so we can have drinks. Gina, shout out to Gina.
Gina.
Almost broke my leg. I almost fell off a railing in a frat house my sophomore year. My girlfriend had to come pick me up because I was so drunk.
Oh my God.
That I almost fell down 3 flights of stairs.
Wow.
But the tequila incident.
Yeah.
This is nothing I'm proud of. And this is probably why I don't really drink that much anymore, because I don't really like to put myself. College is different when you're at a smaller, right, whatever school and you're around people, but it's just not safe to be doing this. And when you're young, you're very, very stupid. But I was in, it was actually my freshman year. My friend and I drank an entire liter of raspberry vodka together during our parents' weekend. That didn't go well with my parents. And
that
the tequila incident was finishing an entire handle of tequila.
Oh my God.
Jose Cuervo, I believe it was, because it was cheap.
Wow.
In terms of price.
Yeah, yeah.
Between 5 of us. Yeah. 5 women that look like me.
Oh my God.
So, you know, I don't know what that ends up, like 15 shots a piece or something,
right,
for
right,
like, you know, yeah, skinny-ish girls.
Right.
And we were drinking in my friend's house. And we got so messed up that, like, the only thing I really remember from this incident was falling down the stairs with my friends, like, the 4 steps it took you to get to the street.
Okay, I was like,
and my friends whose house we were in, she fell down and started freaking out. And she was like, I don't know where I am. We were like, we're in your house.
You're
like,
in your own
You're
home.
In your own bedroom. She's like, this isn't it. We were like, this is your, like, we know this is your house.
By the way, can I say one thing? Isn't it funny that marijuana is illegal in most places, but alcohol isn't, and it can do things like this
to
people.
Well, this is sort of why I've shifted vices, actually, because of that, because it's just so not safe to do it.
Yeah.
And honestly, drinking like in higher quantities like that,
yeah,
looking back, I honestly don't even know like how I didn't like break my face or my teeth or my arm or anything like that,
right,
like
right,
is shocking. And I learned my lesson fairly
well,
quickly.
There you go.
So I've had many instances, not recently though, thank God.
Yeah, I think eventually, well, for most people, we grow up. Not all, but some people.
Yeah, I hate myself so much the next day.
That's the other
thing. When you
thing.
Wake up, you're just like, I hate this.
Well,
this sucks.
Especially for me, as I get older and I have hangovers, they take a good long day or two to like get into like a normal
right.
rhythm again. And
well,
I hate
and
that
we have
feeling.
Jobs.
Yeah, I know. That's the other thing.
It's not like in college when you have like a 50-minute class.
Exactly. Or no classes. Like I remember some like Tuesday, Thursday, I didn't even have any classes. And like people our age now that go out drinking like multiple nights a week with their and I'm like, how
it's
are
insane.
You functioning? I can't do that. I need to be zen, as we talked about at the top of
the
show.
We have to get to Matt's story,
yes,
otherwise
let's get to
it's going to be the longest another shot ever.
Yeah, it might be. Okay, so I was in Turkey traveling with
I knew that
my best
I had a
friend,
feeling this might be that story.
And also we were traveling with these two girls and we went to this hostel and this girl like got wasted and she
did you know her
she,
before you
no we okay. just met traveling or whatever and she I wasn't with this girl but anyway she got wasted and she left the hostel at like 11 or 12 or something. We're sitting
right.
there for a couple days and this guy at the hostel got really upset because he didn't think that women should be walking the town alone at night.
Well, again, this is in the 1400s, so imagine that.
In the 1400s.
You know?
In Turkey in the 1400s.
That's what I'm saying, the Ottoman Empire.
He literally busted into our room.
Oh my God.
And started confronting me, like got in my face because I let her go. I'm barely fucking know her. What do you?
Yeah.
Why is this my problem?
Also, isn't it really weird if some random dude keeps you from walking away?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I feel like that's creepier. If you were like, no, stay. No, don't go anywhere. No, stay with
I
me.
Mean,
stay
we
with
were
me.
We're all staying together.
Right, but like you together, keeping her in the room, I feel like it would feel more dangerous to me than if I could just like freely go about where I wanted
to
go.
Again,
you know what I mean?
It's a very like Western versus culture
for sure.
So this guy is like all in my face, and I don't know, like, we almost got into a fight. Like, I literally pushed him out of the room. I pushed and pushed and pushed, and then we ended up in the hall, and, like, I mean, I didn't want to fight. Like, I'm not like, a fighting person, but, like,
it's hilarious.
It almost turned into a full-on fist fight.
Wow.
And, like, finally he walked away, and... So then the next night, we had this big event that we went to. There was, like, belly dancing, all this stuff, and we drank wine, like, Turkish wine.
Which is really good.
It is?
Okay. Yeah, it is.
And I think we had, like, ouzo or something, too. I don't know.
Did you have rainbow gummy bears?
Did not have.
Okay, so this is already a different story.
Your loss.
No. And then something, I don't feel like I drank that much for what happened to me. So I feel like there was something was bad, like, and my friend got, like, we were fine, and then we got home, and he passed out over a toilet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was
I know that feeling, unfortunately.
And then I actually, the next morning, it hit me, which is weird. Like, I was pretty wasted, but, not... It wasn't that bad.
Are you normally, if you're like hungover and you're sick, you feel it that night, or you go to bed and then you wake up the next morning? So it's weird to feel it the next morning.
It's weird to feel it the next morning.
Interesting.
But I woke up feeling devastated. And the room was kind of messy, and we just didn't. And my friend had been like hanging on the toilet all night. So we literally got up, packed up our shit, and like left.
And the woman had still that left is gone.
No,
right?
No, she was back.
Oh, she came back.
Yeah,
okay.
She was back. So we left, and then the guy, we were in the town, and I walked out into a field.
I remember this.
And I laid down and I basically passed out in a field.
In the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
On my back. We're in a really small town, so it was like a farmer's field. I remember waking up at one point, and there was a family staring at me with two kids.
And
they were just seeing if I was alive, basically.
Right, they were just
and
like
I,
nudging
I,
me
I,
with
like,
a stick.
That's like something only a boy could go through,
well, also
right?
Only the thing a reindeer could go
right,
through.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? They're like, what's
oh,
this reindeer doing
dirty.
Here?
Yeah.
So this family, like, and they were like, oh, good, it's fine. They just literally wanted, we couldn't communicate.
Right.
But I could tell they just wanted to see if I was a dead body or alive.
Yeah,
right,
like
of course.
They wanted to eat meat, reindeer meat.
Yes.
My friend would come and check on me every once in a while, and he said he came and looked at me one time, and there were ants on my face.
Matt's told me this story before, and the thought of him laying in a field with, like, ants crawling all over him is, like, both disturbing and maybe the funniest thing I've ever heard of.
And just, like, a family staring at him, like, prodding at him, being like,
yeah.
What is going on?
So then
white
the
man
the story,
doing in the middle
we go I finally get up, my friend gets me up, and we have to go get a bus because we're leaving town, and we're like sitting waiting for the bus, and the fucking guy comes and from the hostel,
the one that you were fighting,
and he's shaking, he's livid, he's so mad, and because we left the room really messy, we didn't fucking throw up gummy bears.
Well,
anymore,
right, you know.
We left the room messy. So he comes up to me. I'm sitting on the ground. I'm so hungover. And he said, you are worse than an animal. Worse than an animal.
Well, wow. He is an
well,
animal.
Well, as a reindeer,
like,
that's
right.
A pretty
reindeer,
sad
bitch.
Thing to say. I'm a reindeer
bitch.
So
Hashtag I'm a reindeer bitch. That's our new one.
So he is like getting in my face again, but I'm sitting on the ground.
Right.
And like
hungover as shit.
And he's also he's like saying all this fucking crazy stuff. I don't even remember what he was saying, but it was
in Turkish,
going
right?
off. And so I started to stand up because, like,
with ants all over you.
Oh no, the ants.
This
were
was
gone.
After.
But, like,
okay.
I felt
could you
like
even
we were
stand up?
To get, yeah, at this
like
point,
like you thought
I
you
could.
Were going to get into a fight.
I could stand up, yeah. So, yeah. But, like, I felt like I had to protect myself. Like,
yeah, of course.
I felt
totally.
Like was, so I started to stand up, and my friend, who is huge, and, you know, he's huge, he, like, grabbed my shoulder and, like, sat me back down. He's like, Matt, don't fucking stand up.
Right, because you don't want to get locked up abroad, by the way.
Then the guy, yes,
or domestically,
exactly.
even, you know.
Right. Then the guy started walking around and talking to, like, all these shop owners and then pointing at me.
Oh, my God.
And talking to all these shop owners and pointing at me. Then he comes back and he said, you leave town today or you're going to Turkish prison.
Oh, my God.
And he said, you hit me, like, the night before you hit me. Which I did.
But you did, yeah.
I pushed him. But, well.
But he was pushing you. Right? You wouldn't have just pushed the guy. That just doesn't seem like you.
Well, this is
really
under rational
me,
circumstances.
He was yelling at me and he wouldn't leave my room. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I kept saying,
right,
this
exactly.
is my room, get out, get out.
Right,
so
right,
then
right,
I
right.
started pushing.
Okay, mm. gotcha.
Yeah.
And do you remember what town this was so that you don't ever return to it?
And did you just get the fuck out the next day? Or
yeah, what did you do next?
It was cash. It was cash.
Okay, interesting.
Oh my God. There's probably
That's
still wanted
story.
Posters out there for him.
I was in Turkey a few years ago and I didn't see any, but I wasn't looking for like reindeer faces, so that might be why.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a good story.
Yeah, that's a great story. Mine doesn't involve any like
no.
getting arrested. I've projectile vomited on many different things.
Right, right. I will say though, sorry, not to interrupt you.
No, no.
I was saying when I was in Turkey, I had a similar scenario, not quite as hostile, but I was in a Starbucks. You know, Starbucks, like you go into Starbucks.
Heard of it.
You know, you've heard of those places. There's a million of them here in New York City. And I remember I had to use the bathroom like really badly because we were like waiting on a bus or a bus was like waiting on us.
Sorry, Kelly Dada Housework
okay.
just said hi.
She's waving at people as they walk by. That's the fun of the studio
Sorry,
here.
It just
Martinis
happens.
And
yes,
murder. Yeah.
Yes.
But we were in this Starbucks and a bus was like waiting for me to go. But like I walked into the men's room and there were like people doing construction all over the place. Like you couldn't use it.
Right.
And I was like, oh, the women's bathroom is open. I'll use that one really quickly.
I hear all the cultural appropriation
oh
hashtags coming
but
out of the woodwork
now
right
listen,
now.
If they weren't. If it wasn't a single bathroom, I wouldn't have gone in. But it was a single bathroom.
Honestly, single bathrooms have to be
unisex.
Anyone,
right, exactly.
Anyone.
You would think this. But even in Turkey.
Because I go to those men's bathrooms.
Of course. Well, you know what? In New York, especially, we're way more liberal about that stuff
yeah.
than most places. But because I noticed, like, even in Maryland, they get weird about that kind of stuff. But anyway, so in Turkey, where, as Matt mentioned about, like, you know, gender
right.
and all that stuff. I went into the bathroom, used it quickly, and walked out, and a woman
oh
was outside waiting, and she starts cussing me out in Turkish. I'm by myself because my friend I'm with is waiting for me on the bus that's waiting to leave for me. He's, I think at this point, wondering, like, where is he? What's going on? And he came in at just the right time, and he's Turkish, this guy, by the way. And he's like, what's going on? And I was like, I just went to the bathroom. He's like, you used the women's bathroom? And like, it looked like I had just murdered somebody. And
right, you're just trying to be practical.
I'm just trying
just
to
like
get
empty.
To the bus.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
know? So then he starts arguing with this
oh
woman
God.
In Turkish. So yeah, very different circumstances with gender roles in America versus Turkey.
When people were getting kicked out not too long ago, remember someone got kicked out of like the Beyonce concert at MSG because she went to go use the men's restroom or something.
I didn't hear about that.
This happened not too long ago,
at
maybe
Madison
6 months ago.
Square Garden,
but there was
places.
A New Yorker cartoon that had a woman, like three women standing in line and they were going into the men's room.
Yeah.
And the caption was like, I identify with shorter lines.
Yes,
and I was like,
thank you.
Preach.
Preach.
I identify with shorter
we're
lines.
We're all just trying to pee,
Don't
guys.
Don't give a shit, but I just want to pee.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, this has taken quite a tangent.
I know. What a way to spin this
Kelly
back.
Dodd, Matt
there's
getting arrested, you're throwing up rainbows, Megan's still Megan, and I'm frankly still me.
But it wouldn't be another shot if it weren't like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, that's really... We've had a lot of edits to do.
Exactly.
I want to apologize to Megan. I went off. You went off.
We went off.
Matt went off.
Matt went off. Matt had ants crawling all over him.
There's a lot. I actually have to pee before we get to
Me
this
too.
Next record. So
okay, we'll see you guys.
I think we need to sign off.
On the next episode. Bye.
Bye.